Brilliant. Well, on the subject of light, Dave, John Gammell says, how are rewritable CDs and DVDs made? We know that when you burn a CD, you're burning tiny pits into CDs and DVDs to make digital recordings of sounds and images. But how can you then undo that so you can rewrite them hundreds of times?
A normal CD works by just having a sheet of aluminium with lots of little pits in it. You make the pits by having a glass, you etch a glass thing which you push into a little sheet of aluminium. That makes little bumps in the aluminium, then shine a laser on it, and they get reflected differently from the pits and the tops and bottom of the pits, and you can read that as information, and then that information gets turned into sound and you can hear it. The sheet of aluminium is a shiny thing. It's encased in polycarbonate, so it's nice and protected. A recordable CD works by have the same polycarbonate disc and have a layer of dye over the top. This dye is sensitive to light, and then you have a shiny thing behind it. There's various different kinds of dye with different. Some of them are better than others that survive for a long time. That's why you get different colours of CDRs, and so it changes colour.
When you zap it with a laser, rather than burning a hole in it, what it actually does is changes the dye configuration so that what the reader is looking for is a dark spot rather than a hole.
And the dye changes colour.
And then when you come along with another laser, you can reset the dye to its original colour, which overwrites the...
I think they then hit it with a different power of laser, which heats up to a different temperature, which then resets it, and then it cools down slowly. And so it zeroes everything, then you can come along with a second high-power laser and rewrite it.
Intriguing.